Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Well, you know, Lucas, we've been keeping up with Texas and the impact of the winter storms. They had two, which really created a very bad situation down there. Frigid temperatures caused busted pipes, extensive water damage, and now there seems to be a shortage of drinking water, which is hard to imagine here on this beautiful sunny day, but it's happening. And thank goodness we have organizations that are on it. They're working and making a difference, and we're so happy and honored to have Seth Womble. He's the Vice President of Operations Programs for Water Mission. We're going to learn all about what they're doing to help the folks down in Texas. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, Patty and Lucas. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Water Mission is a nonprofit Christian engineering organization. Tell us about your focus in helping the millions of people in Texas.
Well, thank you, Patty. And, you know, our hearts are, and prayers are with the people of Texas right now. As you stated, you know, a couple weeks ago, they went through just some unseasonably cold weather. I believe at one point that, you know, Dallas was colder than Anchorage, Alaska, which is just unbelievable. And after surviving that and the power outages that came with that, they woke up to busted pipes and, you know, just inability to get safe water. And if you think about that, it's pretty depressing. After all the efforts to keep warm and keep your family safe, you can't flush your toilets. There's no showers. There's no washing clothes. I think close to 3 million Texans right now are still under a boiling water advisory for those that can even turn their water back on. So we're blessed to be able to help support the people of Texas. You know, it's Water Mission responds to water emergencies all around the world, and we have the chance here to help our neighbors in Texas, so it's a pretty awesome chance for us.
Now, Seth, you're located right here in the great state of South Carolina in Charleston, North Charleston specifically.
Yes, sir. So we're South Carolinians. We've been in Charleston, in North Charleston now for about 20 years, and so this is our international headquarters right here, so we're the people of South Carolina have been so good to us for so many years, through volunteers, through donations, through prayers. So we're glad to be here.
I love the fact that you are Christian engineering organization. That seems to be a unique perspective to include the engineering. So how does that work? What is you, when you get there? First of all, how many volunteers are there now, and how are they helping?
Well, that's a great question. And so, like any disaster, when we head into a new area, we want to work with partners on the ground. And so we've been very fortunate to partner with the Austin Disaster Relief Network there that are helping to kind of triage all the people that need help, because we want to focus our help on the most vulnerable, those that came, that maybe don't have the physical ability to help themselves, those that may be economically stressed. And so we're partnering with Austin Disaster Relief Network to help us coordinate where we need to send plumbers. And where the plumbers are coming from, we're also partnering with Plumbers Without Borders. So what Water Mission is doing is we're helping to coordinate these efforts. We're also right now gathering up plumbing supplies. Think about all the things we need: PEX piping, all the fittings, ProPest fittings, Shark Bite fittings from half inch to 1 inch. And so we're gathering up with our partners and our volunteers here in Charleston a lot of plumbing supplies. We're shipping them down there with FedEx, just like we would any normal relief emergency around the world. So we have 3 staff in Texas right now helping out, and we're looking to have the first group of Plumbers Without Borders showing up on this weekend.
Seth Womble is the Executive Vice President of Programs for Water Mission. It's a nonprofit Christian engineering corporation. Seth, what are some other places that you have lent a helping hand currently right now in Texas, rightfully so, but over time, where are some other places that you guys have been able to reach out and help? And then how do you get all the engineers from around the world all together? What does that look like?
Well, it's we have a great team in Charleston of staff. We're about close to 80 staff in Charleston, but we're around the world. We have over 400 staff in 10 different countries. So typically we're responding to disasters outside the U.S. And when that happens, usually within 24 to 48 hours, we have teams on the ground. We call them disaster response teams. and they're assessing the situation. And through our corporate partners, especially groups like FedEx, George Fisher, Clay Valve, these groups help support us along the way with materials and supplies. So it's really it's an emergency response. And so we bring the right people from the right places and partner with the right groups to help maximize our efforts. So, we've responded to the U.S. before. We responded with Katrina. We responded a few years ago. I think it was Tropical Storm Joaquin that dumped mm-hmm. just a tremendous amount of water on Colombia, and the water system went down there. So we've responded there and responded in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria in the U.S. So it's not uncommon for us to respond to the U.S. Our mission is to help those in need, and wherever we can do it, we're just blessed to be supported by so many South Carolinians during this time. Whether it's donations, volunteering, prayers, we're just so blessed to have a global team that started right here in South Carolina.
Well, we are so proud of you and appreciate
great.
The opportunity to say thank you to all those out there on the front line. I think one thing that we have to remember is this is happening during a pandemic. So there are some details and some things that under normal circumstances wouldn't be part of the equation. And yet those that are down there working the front line have to be very careful for their own health as well as what they're doing to help others.
Yeah, Patty, you're exactly right. It's, every disaster is unique in its own way. And every disaster we've responded to this year, it's done in the backdrop of COVID. And so taking proper precautions, keeping safe, but also realizing that we can't neglect the urgency. And it's becoming part of the norm, and I think it's probably tough on the relief workers, but I think it's even tougher on those that are suffering. If you think about just the additional impact of COVID's had, and now another thing to the people of Texas that they have to deal with and struggle with. So it's a great reminder. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, it's an interesting operation. It's called Water Mission, based in North Charleston, right here in the great state of South Carolina. We love that. Seth Womble is the Executive Vice President of Programs. You can go to their website, watermission.org, tool around there, play around, meet all the players, learn about their mission and how they're helping the folks there in Texas get back on their feet. It's fascinating. We know as South Carolinians and survived Hurricane Hugo what the cleanup effort is like, but it's so interesting. You just assume you pick up the phone and you call blank, or you call a plumber, or you call this person. And sometimes it's not as easy as that. So to have a niche service during an emergency is so vital. And again, surviving Hurricane Hugo, we knew that all too well, for sure. Seth, have a great day.
Thank you, Seth, so very much.
Thank you.
And
you
too. Please, we will continue holding all of you, all of those millions of people in Texas, in our hearts and in our prayers. And just keep doing what you're doing. You're making us proud. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Patty. Thank you, Lucas. Have a great day.
You too.